Tom Dienhart talking to Jerry Palm of CBSSports.com. Jerry, of course, is the king of all things NCAA tournament oriented at this time of year. And Jerry, just kind of looking at the Big Ten this week, sort of give listeners an idea, maybe you know, how you see the Big Ten shaping up. In the last week we talked, you had I believe 9 Big Ten teams in, and you still think that's a possibility this week?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't fully gotten all the way through it yet, but and of course Purdue has a big game tonight with Michigan that could have an impact on the Boilermakers, which I would say is the team probably in the most trouble at this point because they're lacking that big win. Everybody else in the league, all 11 other teams, have beaten a ranked opponent at some point in this season, and Purdue has not. And so, you know, it's, I think, key for Purdue, especially because the Michigan game is at home, for them to defend the home floor and get that big win that they really need to bolster their tournament resume at this point.
Well, what about Northwestern, Jerry? I know you had them in, I believe, and they've sort of been a team that's fallen into a little bit of a hole right now.
Yeah, they had a rough week, for sure. They lost twice. If I'm not mistaken, both games on the road, and for sure the Minnesota game was. And so, yeah, I mean, that's a team that's also struggling a little bit, and their big non-conference win is Seton Hall, and Seton Hall has also come back to the pack a little bit. So, but I would still say that, you know, Northwestern is probably going to be in the bracket tomorrow. I would think Purdue is probably going to be in the bracket tomorrow, too, but you know, of course, Purdue's play tonight with a chance to really solidify that spot.
What about Minnesota, Jerry? 3 wins in a row. The only team hotter in the Big Ten is probably Wisconsin with 4 wins in a row. Do you think the Gophers are still in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think Minnesota will be in. It's been, you know, I did the first bracket I did in January. They were in the first 4. They were just the team that would really look like they weren't going to be in it for long, and then they got hot. They went in Indiana. They beat Northwestern. I mean, Minnesota is playing their best basketball of the year right now, and it's pretty remarkable that they're doing so well without Mbakwe, but they have found a way, and they need to keep it up, though. There's not a big margin for error for any of the 3 teams that we've really talked about at this point.
And then, you know, at the top, Jerry, Ohio State, Michigan State, are those still the would be the highest-seeded Big Ten teams at this point?
Yeah, and Illinois. I throw Illinois in there, too. But Illinois, coming off the loss to Wisconsin, probably going to be 3rd behind Ohio State and Michigan State. And, you know, one of the things about the Big Ten this year is that everybody's schedule is murderer's row. You know, there is nobody to overlook. They've got 10 teams in the top 100 of the RPI, and the other 2 are within the top 125. So there's no day off in the Big Ten at any point. And so, you know, you're going to see the ebbs and flows like Wisconsin has had, like Minnesota has had, like Indiana seems to be in the middle of right at the moment, although they did get the win at Penn State to stop their losing streak. You're going to see those ebbs and flows this year, and you may not have a conference champion that's put up a good enough record to be maybe a number 1 seed at the NCAA tournament, but the top teams in this league are going to be very difficult outs. When we get to March.
That's interesting. The arguably the best conference in the nation, RPI-wise at least, may not have a number 1 seeded team when it's all said and done.
Yeah, obviously that depends on what other teams do too, but, you know, you look at a team like Kentucky, who I still think is the best team in the country, and you look at what's left on their schedule, and then there's a lot of nights off for them. There isn't a lot of nights off for Ohio State or Michigan State or Illinois, and if the Big Ten ends up with a conference champion that's 14-4, 13-5. I mean, they may have a lot of quality wins, but when you're competing with 1 and 2 lost teams from major conferences for number 1 seeds, it's kind of hard.
Gotcha. Hey, Jerry, great stuff. I always appreciate it. Again, go to CBSSports.com. Check out Jerry Palm's work. He's the best. And again, always appreciate it, Jerry. Take care.
All right, thanks, Tom.